Okay, welcome to What's My Disease? Now, we bring on somebody with a terminal illness, and what you've got to do is guess what's wrong with him. Here he is, Kevin. Okay, now I think we have a bad case of acute brain damage here.
All right. I asked the landlord, how much you're making? Don't you get tired of all this taking and this taking? I asked the neighbor, why are you so stupid? You're trying to kill us all those dirty looks, you're trying to murder Cupid.
Okay, this is a guy who actually gets messages from Bob Dylan, all right? Okay, well, that was actually a visit from the philosophy department to the Polytechnic of Central Leningrad there. As you can see, they have a lot of problems back there, you know what I mean? I'm sorry, Roger, I'm getting a bit of whistle on the headphones. Just settle back in your chair, I'll get something to plug it in for you, all right? As you know, I know lots of bitter, witty, instant repartee. Like, when you fuck off, you cunt, you know. But, I'll save that until later, you know. Knowing that I was going to be appearing at an alternative entertainment venue, I actually went out and had an alternative childhood. See, the thing about me is both my parents were in the Communist Party. I don't know if you can imagine that. Well, obviously you can't, because you're all sitting there going, I can't imagine that. I can't get my fucking head round that. Oh, Sven, when's the strip going to start, Sven? But the good thing was, I was brought up in this tower block, right, on an estate. I tell you, our estate was so boring, Twin Town was Père Lachaise Cemetery. And we used to get all these exchange visitors, you know. I'm actually very grateful to the Arts Council, you know. It's a joke for his dad. They did a lot for us to help us cheer the place up, you know, big khaki murals painted by colourblind people on acid, you know. And they used to send round street theatre groups to frighten people. You are all doing the Open University comedy module, aren't you, by the way? Oh yes, that's very funny. I'll laugh at that when I get home. You do the theory of street theatre in your second year, right? And the daily is, if you've got a white face, a red nose, and baggy trousers, you're going to be funny. Didn't fucking work for Mussolini, did it? And now here's somebody else who doesn't work for Mussolini. Oh, fuck. Sorry, that bit was improvised. Wasn't funny, it was just improvised. You know, as you can see, I'm a comedian very much in the style of Lenny Bruce. I'm dead. I don't know if you know this about Lenny Bruce, but he used to pinch all his material off British radio series in the 40s, you know. Like, for a long time, his catchphrase used to be, can I do you now, cocksucker? Can you hear me, Rabbi? I don't remember them either, no.